Hello, everybody. Come on in. Kind of weird being here on a Friday. I'm usually talking to y'all on Saturdays when we do this call. Come on in and say hello in the chat. Make sure you can hear me and see me and all the things. Y'all, it is finally January 31st. Was this the longest month ever? Hello, Miss Gail. Hey, good to see you on here. Yes, all right. Happy Friday. 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 Love it. Love it. All right, y'all. This is the Plan Your Way Down the Scale call for January. How to lose 5 pounds this month. If I hadn't taught y'all how to lose 5 pounds this month by the end of the call, somebody tell me. But we are really going to focus in today on the deep dive assessment. I did a little Facebook Live about this the other day. We're really going to focus on the deep dive assessment that is at nobswomen.com. I'm gonna share my screen and show you all my deep dive assessment. By the way, I'm Coach Betsy. I just realized I hadn't changed my name. I am Coach Betsy. So glad to be here with y'all today. This is like one of my favorite things. I do love, love working with my private clients. I work with an amazing group of private clients who are also No BS women. So that is kind of how I spend most of my time around here at No BS. But then a couple of times a month, I get to come on here with you all with the entire membership and talk about this, talk about learning from our data at the end of every month. And then I also do a monthly call focused on binge eating. So I love it. I love doing these calls a couple times a month. Holly said she thought the month flew by. So, y'all, it's all about perspective, right? It's all about our thinking. It was 31 days for all of us, right? So, yeah, just because I'm not MJ, not MJ Nancy. I'm Coach Betsy. Oh, happy birthday, Cindy. It was her birthday month. It was actually a good month for me too. So just because it was long doesn't mean it was bad, but I don't know. It's like we can always get something from a period of time, right? We can always celebrate wins. We can always learn a little something and make plans for the future. So y'all know I'm all about the wins. So, all right, y'all. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the deep dive assessment. So let me first, before I just get off on all my tangents, let me post that for you all. So it is at nobswomen.com. Under resources, and it's on the helpful. Oh, the email sent MJ. Okay, well, good to know, Nancy. Thank you for letting me know that. We need to adjust that for the future. And so, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you all the worksheets page, the link to the worksheets page. And then if you just scroll down, because that's a great, so I just put that in the chat. That's a great. This place on the website for you all to know about because there's all kinds of great resources in there. There's all the planner pages, there's the discovery worksheet, all these little cheat sheets that we have. But if you scroll on down, you will see da, 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 where is it? There it is. Weight loss game changer resources and cheat sheets. So it's just the second little section, the deep dive assessment. Okay, so y'all know we kind of did all kinds of new stuff here at the beginning of the year with the new No BS weight loss course and the new planner, and we really simplified things. And so really the only assessment tool in the planner now is the weekly habit tracker and then also the weekly weigh-in little worksheet. And so those are amazing resources for weekly assessment, and we want to keep doing those. And I recommend that you all start with those just so you know week by week you really know what's happening with you, what you need to kind of level up, what you need, you know, what you want to celebrate and all the wins you want to find there. But then the monthly assessment tool that we have is this deep dive assessment. And so I'm going to share my screen here and y'all are going to look at mine. But before we do that, I want to do a little announcement for since today is January 31st and you all got this in your newsletter. Let me just pull up the newsletter because I want to actually just read it off the newsletter. Okay. So you all know all through January, we've been going through the No BS Weight Loss course. I want y'all to give me some reactions. Who is interested in winning one of 25 No BS prize packs? Me. Okay, I see all the hearts and the thumbs up. So, yeah, like, okay, if y'all are interested in winning, this is all you got to do. And y'all, the deadline is midnight tonight, January 31st. Okay, listen up then. What you need to do is finish the No BS weight loss course by midnight tonight, January 31st. And so watch them or listen to them on the podcast. But what you have to do is you have to go to the website and check all of them off on the little check boxes. We want to know that this is reason we're not just like, you know, doing this for fun, y'all. We actually want talking about data, right? We want the data from you all. We want to know who has completed the course. And right now, with the technology that we have, the only way we're going to know that is if you all go to nobswomen.com and you check off all those little check boxes. If you listen on the podcast, we don't know about that. We don't have the ability to track you all on the podcast. Okay. So what you've got to do is go to nobswomen.com, go to the No BS Weight Loss course, and check all those little check boxes off. I'll show you all that in just a minute and what that looks like. Then you fill out a quick survey. Let me give you all the link to that survey here in the chat. We'll make it super easy for y'all. And so here's the survey right there in the chat because we want to know who you are. And then we put you in a drawing for one of these prize packs. But we also just want to know a little bit about you because, you know, we want to know some wins and takeaways if it means totally optional. But we'd love to hear what you love about the course, maybe how much weight you lost this month, any suggestions about how to improve things. Put it in there. Okay. And then after you fill out the survey, you will automatically be entered in for one of the prize packs. Okay. So, and then you actually get a free little bonus for filling out the survey. It's the quarterly goals tracker. I'm going to show y'all that in a minute too. Okay. So, Sakaro, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. She said she's been doing the program on her computer, but will it track on the phone? Yes. I think as long as if you're using the website on your phone, it should check all the boxes off. But you can also just go to the website on your phone and check all the boxes off on that way. Okay. So just do that. But again, if you're listening on the podcast, you know, because we have the No BS Weight Loss Course podcast where you can just listen to those lessons there, that's not going to check your boxes off on the website. They're kind of two separate things. So I hope that makes sense. All right, let me check on this question. Ba-ba-ba. Darlene said, how do we find old Facebook Lives from the coaches? So this is what I suggest, Darlene, if you have a computer. Because, you know, a lot of times, sometimes the Facebook Lives, like, you know, we download those and we put them into like the podcast, but most of the time we don't. Most of the time they just live on in Facebook. So let's just say you wanted to find the Facebook Lives from the like just is in our main group. If you have a computer, you can actually go to the Facebook page. I'm gonna look this up real quick so I'll tell you right. This is the way I like to do it if I have a computer. If you have a phone, it's a little bit harder to do. But if you go to our group and you click on media. There's like up at the, you have to be in the group, the official No BS Weight Loss Program member group. You'll see these little tabs up at the top. And it's one of them says media, and that's where you see all of our photos and all of, and there's also videos. There's a videos tab. And so that's the best way. And so click on videos and you'll see little stills. You'll see me, I see Lisa, I see Ashley, I see Mish. So that is the best place to find our videos on our Facebook Lives. Now, if you're on a phone, you can actually click. I don't think they separate out the photos and the videos on the phone for Facebook. So you could click on the photos for the group, and but you'd have to scroll down until you find. Okay, so you have to just scroll down. I mean, if there's any other way, if I'm wrong, or if anybody knows any other way to find the Facebook Lives, but I think you just have to go to photos on the Facebook, be sure you're in our group, and then you just scroll down and you'll see all the photos, but then you'll also see videos there. And that's where you can find our Facebook Lives. Okay. All right. Let me share my screen and get going. By the way, if anybody wants to raise their hand and get any coaching or ask any questions towards the end of the call, we can do that. But I'm going to show y'all my deep dive assessment, because I just think this is an amazing, amazing tool. So this is how I'm teaching y'all how to lose 5 pounds this month, is to do this deep dive assessment, see where your focus needs to be, and then you execute in February. Okay? So let me show you my assessment. All right. And y'all, if I said I'm going to do something and I forget to do it before the end of the call, y'all let me know. Y'all let me know if I missed something. Cindy says, I think the guide section gives you the videos. We do try to move most of the videos into the guides, into a special like No BS Coaches guide. So you can check there too. We're not 100% consistent on that, but that's another good way to find most of our Facebook Lives. Thank you, Cindy. That is, thank you for that answer, because that's, we try to, Facebook has its own limitations, right? And it's just kind of hard to organize things in Facebook sometimes, but check the guides as well. Okay. All right. Let's share, and y'all let me know, can you see? I've got to bring the chat up. Can y'all see the calendar? Okay. So this is, let me scroll back up. This is sneak peek of the little bonus prize that you get if you fill out the survey after completing the No BS Weight Loss course this month. And again, the deadline is midnight tonight to get in the drawing for the prize pack. Everybody gets the quarterly goals tracker. But if you want one of the 25 prize packs, and y'all, I don't even know what's in the prize packs, but we always give you all good stuff. We always give you good stuff. So be sure and enter, and fill out the survey, complete all your boxes, and then fill out the survey by midnight tonight. Okay. So this is the quarterly goals tracker. Let me make this a little bit bigger. I think I can do that with this little button. Okay. So just want to scroll through here real quick. It's real simple, but I love, love a calendar and like actually seeing all the little weeks, and this again, this goes by quarters. So January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. It's just nice how our calendar works out that way. And so you can just really view 3 months at a time and remind yourself of your goals over here on the left, and then kind of come up with, a focus for each month. Just start in February, and just a good visual to kind of help you remember of like what you're focusing on this month. And that's what we're going to talk about with the deep dive assessment. So let's jump over there now. All right, y'all, let me know. How many total hours is the new course? Good question, Carolyn. Does anybody know for sure? I know that it's like less time than the last course, than the last version of the course. I do know that. There's six modules. So it's, I think there's actually more modules, but it's actually less time. We have really, really streamlined and tightened everything up. And so I'm telling y'all, put it on the podcast, put it at 1.5 or two times speed, and get that thing, listen to, okay? Because it's going to give you some good information and some good reminders, if nothing else. All right. Joanne, I will post the survey again. Check your email too, Joanne, if you want to. The link to the survey is there, and it's also on our website. The link to the deep dive. Yes, so Christy asked a good question. So that link to the deep dive assessment form doesn't work for her because she's in her first 30 days. So yes, you probably don't have access to this quite yet, Christy, because you're in your first 30 days. For you, just focus on completing the No BS Weight Loss course and just focus on your weekly data right now. And then after the 30 days, then you will get access to this form, okay? But right now, you can just listen and learn from this, and you can even answer these questions right here on this call just to get some good data for yourself, okay? So, good question. All right, y'all, let's look at the deep dive assessment. And so the way it's kind of organized is it's very simple. It's a three box kind of rating system, one, two, or three. And one being hardly ever at all, three being I'm a model student, two being most of the time. So you just rate yourself with your best guess on where you are with all of these areas of that we focus on here at No BS. And so once again, to lose 5 pounds this month, it takes some of this stuff, not every single one of these things, but a lot of these things need to be practicing. You need to be practicing a lot of these things to be losing weight. So I'm not going to go through every single one of these, but we kind of divide them up into different sections. Basic human needs, you all learned about those in the new No BS Weight Loss course. And this assessment has been updated for the new course, okay? Because we did kind of rearrange the basics just a little bit and kind of rename a few things. So basic human needs, that's water, sleep, and self-care. Doable hunger, we know what that is, right? Waiting for hunger and stopping at enough. And that includes snacks. We only eat snacks when we're physically hungry. Planning. This is something that we now introduce for new members later on in the No BS course, but a lot of you all were already making a 24-hour plan on a daily basis. It's not absolutely required for weight loss, which is why we moved it, kind of deprioritized it a little bit. But if you're doing it and it's working for you and it helps you make decisions ahead of time, then you just keep doing what's working for you. Assessing and evaluating weekly weigh-in questions. This was one of my ones, you can see, is that I hadn't been doing those weekly weigh-in questions. I'm just not quite used to the new planner yet. And this is something I'm going to level up next month is, okay, I want to kind of really assess everything each week. And by the way, y'all, I'm in maintenance. I am not actively losing weight right now. I'm in maintenance, but it is still important just for you all that aren't in maintenance yet. It is still important to maintain all of these habits in maintenance. Nothing really changes very much in maintenance. Okay. So FYI. Okay. Habit tracker to find patterns in my overeating habits. I did that most of the time. New solutions each week using ideas from the course. That's really, really an important part of losing 5 pounds this month is that you keep staying curious about what's happening and how you can solve it so that you can always keep leveling up. Okay, so this next column are all the kind of mindset things that we talk about that will help you lose weight next month. Urges, strategies for urges. If those of you all who have finished the No BS Weight Loss course, I really encourage you all to move into the how to stop overeating pathway, the urges pathway, and it begins with the how to stop overeating course. I really recommend that that is the next step for those of you all who are really, really working on having urges to eat when you're not hungry, urges to eat past enough when you know you're at enough, like sitting at a meal, all that kind of stuff. That's one of my favorite courses. Reaching out. So I just mark through Ask Coaches because I'm a coach, so I'm not going to reach out and ask coaches, but I do have, this was another one of my ones. I do have people I can reach out to. And y'all, this is something I need to remind myself of a lot because I am someone, I'm sure I'm not the only one, and I'd love a few hearts or thumbs up because I feel alone sometimes too, but I'm someone that, like, when I'm not really doing what I like to be doing, and when I'm overeating some and things like that, I tend to hide. I tend to not reach out. I tend to kind of, turn inward, and that's because I'm really judging and shaming myself a lot of times. So, Audrey, I am Betsy. Oh, which course was that? How to Stop Overeating. Yeah. And all of this is available. Oh, Coach MJ is here. All of this is available after 30 days in your membership if you're a new member. Yeah, thanks, MJ. Let me go ahead and put the deep dive worksheet in again because several of y'all have been asking about that, so that you can. Y'all may see my website here, but I don't want y'all to be kind of wondering about that. So it's I'm just going to put just give you all the link to the worksheets page on the website, and then you can find it. But again, if you are new and you haven't been here 30 days yet, you will have access to that after your 30 days here. Okay. All right. Oops, let's go back to the worksheet. Coach MJ too. She's over here like, okay, I'm gonna learn from Betsy today. No pressure or anything. All right, so let's keep going with these mindset things. So I know my shit talk, y'all. I am an absolute three on knowing my shit talk and knowing what my thoughts are. I'm very aware of my excuses of what's going on. So a lot of times, I mean, sometimes my excuse is fuck it. Let's just do whatever for the rest of the day. So I'm really proud of that I've worked a lot over the years on just getting aware of what's going on. If food tastes good, I know what to do and say in the moment to calmly stop eating. Y'all, I think this is one of the biggest skills that we can practice over and over and over again is, okay, I know that there is often going to be more food than I need. I know I'm going to be at enough and I'm going to need to stop. And all the food on my plate is not going to, there's going to be food left on my plate. What am I going to say to myself? How am I going to really take care of myself in that moment? What are the strategies I want to use? Y'all, if I'm at enough, I get my butt off that chair and I put that food away or I toss it in the trash. I am just, not, I'm going to make it easier for myself and not sit in front of food when I know I'm at enough. Now, at a restaurant, we know we can't do that as easily sometimes. So I put if MJ's still around, I'd love for her to put in the in the chat what her famous little strategy is there. But I just put my napkin over my plate and I push my plate just a little bit away from it. So yeah, from myself. And that sends my brain a message that I'm at enough. So coach, yes. So Coach MJ said she wipes her napkin on the bottom of her shoe. And then she puts her napkin on top of her food. So that's one of my favorite tips from MJ because it's a pretty great tip. All right. So, but let's talk real quick just about what you're going to say to yourself. This is where we're really, really building some comfort and some calmness and some safety around stopping at enough. It's like, this is what I tell myself. Okay, I know you want more, and that's normal. Okay. We're going to stop at enough right now. We really want to practice this. We really want to lose weight this week. So we can keep eating right now, or we can lose weight this week. Which do we want to do? And this is all a very kind of calm conversation that you're practicing having with yourself. And then you can say something like, okay, how can I make it as easy as possible for me to stop at enough? And then the last thing, and then you get up and get that food out from in front of you. And also, I always remind myself that we can always have more later if we get hungry again, because I know a lot of you all may think about that and think, well, what if I get hungry again? I can always eat more, or I can eat something else if I get hungry again later, and I can always have this same food tomorrow or whenever I want. Okay. So, all right. I went a little off on that skill, but I think it's important. I'm setting boundaries in my life as needed instead of eating. So this is where we explain this in the relationships course. But it's really about, okay, are you saying yes to things you want to say yes to and no to things you want to say no to in your life? Something to think about, maybe journal on. When I feel restricted, I can distinguish if it's real or my thinking. That's a great skill to practice. Am I really restricting myself here? Or am I just feeling restricted? Right? There's a difference. There's a difference. And when we start practicing hunger and enough, it can feel very restricting because it's just something different. And yeah, we're probably eating less food, but that doesn't mean we actually are restricted. Okay? We've restricted ourselves from weight loss in the past. And now we're given, we're losing weight, which means we got to eat less food sometimes. And that can feel restricting, but that not isn't actually restricting. I know the emotions that trigger my overeating. So important for us to get to know what's going on with our emotions. And I have the skills to address my emotional needs when my brain wants me to eat. So we talk about some of that. We kind of introduce that in the No BS weight loss course. And then more of that is explained in some of the pathway courses with the How to Understand My Thinking pathway. I'm actively adding in more self-care to help reduce eating as a main form of self-care. So this is like my favorite part of the new course, the new No BS weight loss course. There are three pages in the quick start guide of self-care ideas. If y'all hadn't seen it yet, it's like the last three pages of this quick start guide. Okay. And then finally, I'm adding in more types of pleasure to help reduce pleasure eating. I think that is something fascinating to get curious about this next month. Okay. So I had a few ones. I had the, oh, I skipped over this one. So I've been practicing making a 24-hour plan. For the last few months, I had just been assessing my plan or assessing my food. But now I've started to want to kind of go back and make the plan again. And so that's still a one because I'm still practicing that new habit again. So that's a one. The weekly weigh-in questions are the one is a one, and then reaching out was a one for me. Because the next page, we actually take all of our ones and we list them here, which is what I did. And then we rank them easy to hard. And I just did like a little number here where it was like, okay, I'm already practicing making a plan daily. So that's a one for me. I'm just going to keep practicing that and just kind of keep up in my numbers on that. And again, it's just a habit that I'm getting back to over and over again. The second easiest is the weekly weigh-in questions. And I'm going to talk on this next page how I'm going to start practicing that. And then the third is, and I'm honest with y'all, is still sometimes feels hard to reach out when I'm stuck. And so I've got these three that I'm going to focus on. So the last page has you write down the habit, come up with a level up that you will try, and then how to make it easy. And what just popped into my head was Like, what if you don't know? What if you don't know the answers to some of this stuff? What if you're like, well, I'm not sure where I am on this? This is where Ask Coaches comes in. Y'all, anything, any of that questions on this worksheet, any, if you need any ideas on how to answer some of these questions, or if you're not sure how to kind of, if you're not sure what we're asking, if you're not sure how to rate yourself, if you're not sure of a level up or how to make something easy, that is an amazing, amazing opportunity to use Ask Coaches or to post in our Facebook group to get help from other members. Okay. So don't sit in confusion and sit in, you know, not knowing what to do or looking for the right answer and you can't find it. Reach out. We're both going to be working on that together next month, reaching out for help. All right. Okay. So I'll talk about my what I'm going to do, and then Karen, I'll answer your question. So for planning daily, a level up I will try. I just reminded myself I'm just getting back to my morning routine. A lot of y'all have heard my morning routine that I do at least 3 days a week. Is I get up, I go to the gym, and then I reward myself for going to the gym with my Starbucks coffee with heavy cream. And then I sit in the parking lot of the Starbucks and I do my planning and journaling for the day. Because when I get home, that's when all the excuses come up and I start cleaning up the kitchen and talking to my husband and all this kind of stuff. So I have that morning routine that's at least 3 days a week because I don't only go to the gym 3 days a week. But if I don't go to the gym, then I am committing to doing my daily plan before I start work for the day. And so that's just what my AM routine is. So, and then how to make it easy, do before I start work, put a sticky note on my computer. Have you done your plan today? Y'all, let's use these sticky notes. I love the sticky notes. All right, my weekly weigh-in sheet. So I want to start doing that every week. A level up I'm going to try is, y'all, I'm not going to try to do it every single week this next month. I'm not going to set a goal for every single week. That's not doable for me since it's something that I haven't been doing at all. So I'm setting a goal for 2 out of the 4 weeks. I'm going to get the weekly weigh-in sheet done. That's part of the planner. This is where we set doable goals for ourselves, y'all. And if we exceed them, amazing. But if not, we still have achieved our goal. Okay? Because sometimes we just need to set doable goals. And then I'm going to put it on my calendar. I'm going to put it on my calendar because I use my calendar a lot. And so I'm going to put that on my calendar for I'm going to put it on every week. And then I'm going to absolutely celebrate when I get it done. Okay. And that may not be every single week at first because I'm practicing a new habit. And finally, I'm going to practice reaching out. The level up is that I'm going to ask the person that I want to practice reaching out to, I'm going to ask her if it's okay. Because I think that's kind of what holds me back sometimes. I'm like, well, I don't want to bother her. I don't know if she really wants me to reach out to her. She's busy, all this kind of stuff. What's like, okay, let's get out of that and let's just ask her. And then we have our yes or our no. Okay. But I have a feeling she's probably going to say yes. And then how to make it easy is just, it's probably going to be Marco Polo, the app that we use to talk to each other, and just do it. Y'all, sometimes how we make it easy is, I'm telling you, I had this boss one time years ago who had this little thing sitting on her desk and it said, ain't nothing to it but to do it. So I'll always remember that. All right. So that's what I've got for mine. So I'd love to know any ideas or questions, but Karen, let's see what question you have. For question 8 in the mindset section refers to having the tools to address emotional eating. What if you know what to do, but you're not using the tools consistently? How would you answer that question? So let's go back up to first off, we want to be sure how you're defining consistency, Karen. Remember, we're not ever talking about perfect here, right? And so, are you using the tools at all? If you're using them some, let's celebrate the heck out of that. And then you're just working on leveling up to a little bit more. So, and the other great news, the other win here with you, Karen, is that you know what to do. There's no confusion there. And so do you think you're closer to hardly ever if at all, or you're closer to most of the time? Don't overthink these ratings, y'all. This is not where we want y'all overthinking. We don't want you overthinking, period. But like just mark a one or a two and move on. And then that is maybe, if it is something that you really want to focus on for February, yeah, mark it a one. And then that's one of the things that you can focus on for January. Okay. Let's see. Veronica has a great idea for a level up. I've been thinking a lot about this not good enough thing too. I've made a not good enough chart to keep the little wins in mind the next month, inspired by another member. I love it. I love that y'all are inspired by each other. But y'all, this whole not good enough thing, that is, we can either believe that and not achieve our goals, or we can call bullshit on not good enough and achieve all kinds of goals. That's really what it comes down to. We have got to call bullshit on not good enough because it is. It's just a lie. It's just a lie. And it's holding us back from everything that we want for ourselves. All right. Worksheets. I just, here you go, Kim. I just posted the worksheets page at nobswomen.com, and this deep dive assessment is on that page. Okay. And if you're new and you haven't been here for 30 days yet, you'll have access to this after that. Sophie's used the not good enough challenge for so much this month. Awesome. Let's see if y'all have any other questions. Okay. Lisa says, how do I level up identifying trigger emotions before eating? All right, Lisa, I'm going to give you an interesting answer. I'm going to go ahead and unshare for a minute. If I need to go back to that, I can. So here's the deal, Lisa. First off, and you can let me know in the Q&A or in the chat, have you been identifying your trigger emotions after eating first? So often, this is what has to happen first before you identify emotions beforehand. After. Okay. Keep identifying, keep doing discovery worksheets. Because here's the thing, we don't just get to jump from overeating to, not eating sometimes. We've got to really keep going with, okay, I'm still overeating, but I really want to get curious about what's going on with, after I eat, right? And what emotions are going on. Because here's the thing, once you identify and kind of keep identifying those emotions after eating, then gradually, this is where the magic happens. And the only way I can call it is magic. Believe in the magic, y'all. When you know, it's like, okay, I know that most often I overeat. And you can tell me, Lisa, what are the emotions? You tell me what your emotions are that you've identified after eating. Let me know in the chat. For me, it's often overwhelm. It's often not good enough. It's often shame. So I had to really get to know those really well after eating. Okay. Sophie, we're like the same person. Okay. Lisa said bored too. Okay. We've got to really get to know those things after eating. And then here's where the magic happens, is that we gradually start to back it up. And it's like, oh, sometimes we notice, like in the middle of eating, oh, I know what's going on here because I know why I eat. Because I've done a lot of looking at this after the eating. I know I'm lonely right now. Someone said lonely. Or I know I'm bored. Okay, let's stop eating because we know eating is not going to fix lonely and bored. So sometimes we catch ourselves in the middle of eating. And then we keep working backwards from there. And then the magic happens And we start to recognize the emotions. The more we get comfortable with noticing our emotions, we can start to recognize them. And this is over time, months and months, where it's like, oh, I see where I want to eat something right now and I'm bored. Okay, what do I want to do here? But y'all, we don't get that for, at first. We got to recognize it after the eating first. And that is the power of discovery worksheets, that you get to know your patterns. You get to know those emotions that you eat to kind of cover up and numb over and over and over again. Okay, so does that help? There was a lot of okay, there was a lot of just kind of chatter in the chat about that. So, and Ron has said, I missed the challenge this month. Where are those located each month? Great question. Let me, there's like the yard guy outside, and he is like talking to somebody on the phone, and he's just making a lot of noise. I know y'all can't hear him, but okay. I'm glad that helps, Lisa. So at nobswomen.com, we have, let me just show y'all real quick. I like to show, I like to teach and show the visual. All right. By the way, y'all, if anybody wants to jump on with me and do any coaching, just let me know. All right, let's go back to the main page. Okay, here's our front page of the website. And then, so you see the things up at the top. And here's what I really encourage you all to do, especially if you're new. And again, when if you're new, you're not going to have all these options yet, because we want you to really focus on, we don't want you diving into everything, because that's when overwhelm happens and often we quit, right? So, but this is what you have to look forward to after the first 30 days. So stay tuned. But I really encourage all of you all, whether you're new or you've been around for a while, I mean, this website is not that old. Just get on here and just click around and see what you can find. Okay. I mean, take 5 minutes to just get on here and click around. So under coaching, this is all the stuff under coaching. And I have these group programs because I'm involved in those. But y'all, if y'all aren't involved in those, you won't have those. But as coaches, this is where the replays are, the coaching calendar, and then our information on private coaching is under coaching. Courses, and Ron said this is what you were, oh, it's acting weird. I don't know why that's not going away. Weird. But this is what you were asking about. So under courses, we have the December 29th workshop. We just still want to give kind of highlight that. But then the monthly challenge for the month, or the monthly focus, is going to be this month in No BS. And so this month it was the No BS weight loss course. And then next month it's going to be self-love. How amazing is that for Valentine's Day, of course. So self-love is going to be our focus, and stay tuned to your newsletter every Sunday with information on all the things that we're going to be doing this month. Coach MJ is going to be on the Q&A every Wednesday, focusing on self-love and that course. Okay, so that's what we're doing. So and then all the pathways, the bonus courses, then again, I have some extra stuff here. So that is where the this month in OBS is. Community is all the Facebook stuff. Resources is where the helpful worksheets pages and all these things. Again, don't notice all this stuff that I have, because I've been around forever, so I have all the things. So yours may look a little bit different. So, all right. So, what other questions do y'all have? Let's see. Carolyn said, still wondering if anyone has an idea. Yeah, y'all let Carolyn know in the chat. How long did it take y'all to complete the course? And Kim, no, I don't believe that February is there yet, because it's not February yet. It will be out tomorrow. So, Jen, the course that I talked about with overeating after you have finished the No BS Weight Loss course is the How to Stop Overeating. And so that is part of the Pathways courses. So if you go under courses and pathways, you will look at the Managing Urges pathway and the How to Stop Overeating course. But I will just give you the direct link to the pathway here in the chat. And again, if you're new, you may not have access to that yet. So, yeah, some folks are taking it slow. Okay, let me look here. I should know this. Carolyn, how many is MJ still on here? MJ, do you know how long the course is? Just an idea. I can't remember. But oh, Amy added it up last night. So it's about 3 hours. Okay, about 3 hours. So, and again, it's a lot shorter than the last course was. So, and all the lessons are real right and tight and all the things. So, okay. What other questions do y'all have? What do y'all think some of your what do you think some of your folk what's your focus going to be? Kind of those three things after you do the deep dive assessment. What do you think your focus is going to be for February? I would love to hear overeating. Well, get more specific, Jen. What part of overeating are you going to work on? Because that's important. Okay. So nighttime eating. After dinner eating, okay, waiting until I'm hungry to eat. So that's a part of overeating, right? Is waiting until I'm hungry to eat. Who's coming in now? Coming in fast. So stopping at enough. Some of you all may need to kind of zoom in on if it's stopping at enough. A lot of times we don't have trouble stopping at enough at breakfast or something like that, right? So like, is there a specific meal or a specific, is it maybe a snack? Sherry said evening snacking. Some of you all, it may be afternoon snacks when you really just need a break and you think you're hungry or you're just kind of justify like, well, always have this snack, so I'm probably a little bit hungry. Are you really hungry? Okay. Oh my gosh, it's coming in hot here. Audrey says I stop it enough at dinner, but I'm often truly hungry 90 minutes later. Then Audrey, I encourage you to just take 2 to 3 extra bites at dinner. Okay, so your enough is probably just a little bit off, and just experiment with you too, Kim. Experiment with just y'all 2 or 3 extra bites. 2 or 3 extra bites. Don't overthink this. Keep it really simple. 2 or 3 extra bites. And then keep really good data on how long the meals last you then. Okay. It's very, very common, normal thing that happens. Pam says, I eat when not hungry from two main triggers, tiredness and loneliness. I will work to recognize that I'm eating from those and journal to think differently about these things. Amazing. And that was what I was talking about earlier, where we have to recommend or we have to recognize these things after the fact first, sometimes. We don't just get to jump to like not eating and like, oh, I realize I'm lonely and I'm tired, so I'm not going to eat right now. And we have to, a lot of times, overeat, realize what's going on, and really get aware of what's going on there. And then we can work backwards from there and really start to recognize when we feel that tired and loneliness. And Jen says, I like to feel a little more full. If I'm not totally satisfied, I keep eating. So I need to focus on working through being uncomfortable, I think. Jen, I would encourage you to journal on why you like to feel a little more full. What's that about? May just be a habit, right? It may not be anything more than that. But is there something, you said being uncomfortable. So what is comforting about a little more full? Right? Let's get some awareness going there. Okay, Sherry says, I haven't figured out why or what emotion yet as to why I'm eating at night. Well, here's the best way to find out, Sherry, is to not eat. And here's the thing. I mean, easier said than done, right? But here's what you can do. You can practice the pause plus permission process that we talk about, where it's like, okay, I really want something to eat right now. So I really think probably this is a time where I can kind of get aware of what's going on. So I'm going to give myself 2 minutes. I'm going to set a timer for 2 minutes and not eat. And then if I want to eat after the 2 minutes, I can, but I'm committed to sitting here for 2 minutes and checking in with myself and seeing maybe what's going on. And then you can kind of stretch it out to 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, right? This is how you get to know what's going on with yourself. Because a lot of times when we're, when we, if we just keep eating, we never get to know what's going on because eating, distracts us from all that. I was reading something the other day and it said, eating is a full sensory experience. There's a reason we like to eat as human beings. It's not just the taste, right? It's the texture. Sometimes it's like the crunch or the creaminess of the food. We also smell the food. We also see the food. Food can be very attractive to us, to our eyes. So food is a full sensory experience. And so it would make sense that we would, like to do it. But we've got to really get aware of that so that we can kind of, figure out what we want to do. And but yeah, y'all, food is good. And in this day and age, food is engineered for it to be even better than it's been in the past. So we've got to kind of recognize that and say, okay, all this makes sense. Now, what do I want to practice? Gail says, what is the most common reason? I mean, everybody's a little bit different. Everybody's a little bit different. So, but I really encourage you all, if you've been around a while, that you really move on to, after the No BS Weight Loss course, you move on to that urges pathway and the How to Stop Overeating course. Nancy says, can you talk about weighing in and scale drama? I thought I remembered a coach saying that number really indicates what you did or did not do like 3 days before, not the day before. Yes, I was actually talking to a private client about that just earlier this morning, that weight is what we call a lagging indicator. It's kind of a fancy term, but y'all, your weight today is not necessarily a direct reflection of what you ate yesterday or even a few days ago. It's probably more like a week or two ago. So when we're kind of, blaming our weight on what we ate yesterday, that's not really how it works. And so another one of our bonus courses that we have is called Conquering the Scale. And that may be one that's a good next step for you all. So, and it is right there in our on our Pathways page. So just get on our website and click around and you'll see it there under the Pathways. Let's see. Why are you so disappointed, Anonymous? She says, I'm down 2 for January, which is amazing, and have 58 to go. I feel so disappointed. How can I focus for February? That's a half a pound a week. That's a win right there. How can you, Anonymous, how can you flip the script on losing 2 pounds for January? Because that is a win in my book, every day and twice on Sunday, as Corinne likes to say. And if you're, trying to take more focus or do more focus for February from a place of disappointment, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So that's what I want you to journal on and then take it over to Ask Coaches if you get stuck or just need some more help. Okay. How was January an amazing win for you? And how do you want to build off of that to move into February? Is there something about like, I have so far to go or something like that? Because here's the thing, y'all, we are in it for the long game here. When you lose the weight, not much changes for you to keep it off. Okay, so this is what we're doing. This is what I'm doing for the rest of my life. So I'm not in any hurry to, I wasn't in any hurry to lose it because this is just what I do now. And that's something else to think about is why are we in such a hurry, right? And how can we enjoy our life and live our goal life now and not wait until all of our weight is off? Because you're setting yourself up for some disappointment. Talk about disappointment. Okay. How was January an amazing win for me? I've shifted my mindset and worked on truly embracing the not good enough is probably good enough. Now I'm enjoying my life more. So here's the thing, y'all. I mean, I think that's a great little bit of homework to leave with all of you all today. Is a journal prompt on how was January an amazing win for me? I like to call myself the win whisperer because I can find a win no matter what. And I want y'all to be like me. I want you all to find wins where you think you can't find any because you're so covered up with the shame and disappointment of the number on the scale or whatever it is. And here's the deal, the scale just isn't going to, it's not going to reward us every time. It's not going to make sense sometimes. So, how else can we find wins outside that number on the scale to help us keep going? Carolyn says, oh, Caitlin says she broke a month-long plateau in January. That's a huge win. And Carolyn said, January has been mind-blowing for me. Decided not to eat sweet dessert like I did before for years and years. What's totally mind-blowing is that it was easy. Sounds like you just made the decision, Carolyn. Just today, left, and then we'll decide what I want to do next. It will be an experiment too. Love that you're thinking about this as all experiment. No pressure. Just see what I want to do. I feel free. Yes. Y'all, when we kind of let go of some of this timeline and deadline and hurry and all that kind of stuff, this all just becomes a big old experiment. And let's see what we can accomplish. And when you start thinking about your goal life instead of just your goal weight, what you really, really want for your life, what you think weight loss is going to give you for your life, you also start to realize you maybe have a lot of that already that you're just not recognizing. So that might be a good journal prompt for you too. All right, y'all. Any other wins? I just love talking about these wins because I think we need to just talk more. Let's see. Sophie was scared of work-related things and she did some not good enough work a few times instead of procrastinating. Amen, sister. Right there with you with not good enough is good enough because it's something. And with work, you can definitely apply that. Kitty is down 8 pounds and joined the Queen's Club. Congratulations, Kitty. It's possible for her. It's possible for y'all. Kathy had 77% of the days with no sugar. She wanted to reduce sugar this month. Sophie started making her favorite breakfast again and truly enjoying every bite. Y'all, do y'all see how these are all wins? These are all wins too. Okay. Every win, it's kind of like not good enough, right? We kind of do that with wins too, where it's like, well, if I didn't lose weight, then it wasn't good enough. It's like, nope, we got to throw out the not good enough with wins too. Where can we find a win? And if we did something one day in January, it's a win. Okay. All right. Anything else before we get out of here? Great questions. I love y'all so chatty in the chat. Being able to stop a binge is a win. Stopping a binge in the middle of a binge is a win. Stopping a binge towards the end, which is just a little bit different than you did before, is a win. Every little thing is a win. Okay. All right, amazing, y'all. Are y'all ready? Did I do my job today? Did I help you all lose 5 pounds this month? Did I give you all the tools to lose 5 pounds this month? That's what I need to know. And if I didn't, if you're still confused, if you need help with finding a focus or, finding some wins this month, this is where Ask Coaches can come in. This is where the Facebook community can come in. But here's the thing, y'all. I would love to see a lot of you all doing your deep dive assessment for this month and posting it in the Facebook group. I'll post mine. How about this? I'll get us started. I'll post mine that I shared with you all today in the Facebook group, and then y'all can comment underneath because I think it's just an amazing tool. It's one of our best kept secrets sometimes. but this is really how we assess our previous month and we plan for the next month. And we really get that focus so that we can really move the needle with weight loss. Okay. All right, y'all. Sophie said, what was the sheet you had open earlier? That was the deep dive assessment. And all right. So, yeah, that was the deep dive assessment. So just go to nobswomen.com, go under the resources, and it's there on the worksheets page. All right, y'all. All right, have a great rest of your Friday. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you around. All right, take care. Bye-bye.